Romans 4, 22 to 25. What does justification mean for us? Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Thank you, Father, for your grace and mercy. Thank you for all of your blessings that you've given to us in Christ. Thank you for forgiving our sins and for making us righteous in your sight. Teach us and help us to understand your word today, and may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. Let's look at verses 22. Let's read 22 through 25. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. So this is a continuation of Abraham's faith from our last session. Verse 23, now the words "it was credited to him" were not only for Abraham, but also for us, to whom righteousness will be credited, for us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. Verse 25, he was delivered over to death for our trespasses, for our sins, and was raised to life for our justification. The first meditation question we will consider is this: what did you learn from Romans chapter 4 about how righteousness is credited to us who believe in Jesus? Verses 22 to 25 follow the discussion of how Abraham grew strong in faith. Paul affirmed again in verse 22 that Abraham was credited with righteousness because of his faith. As we have seen in Romans chapters 3 and 4, Paul repeatedly stated that we are justified or made righteous in God's sight by faith, but not by the law. In Romans 3:20, Paul wrote, "No one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law." He explained in great detail that Abraham, the father of our faith, was justified by faith and not by works. God declares us to be righteous because of what Christ did for us on the cross, not because of anything we do to earn it. It is by grace and not by works of the law, so that no one can boast that they are righteous through their own efforts. God credits us with the righteousness of Christ because we believe him. This is the core of the gospel message. We are not credited with righteousness because of circumcision, baptism, or any other religious ceremony. Abraham was credited with righteousness before he was circumcised. Circumcision was a sign of the faith he already had. In verses 22 to 25, Paul applies how God worked in Abraham's life to those who read his letter to the believers in Rome and to us who are believers today. Verse 23 says, the words written about Abraham, it was credited to him as righteousness, were not only for him, but for us. The righteousness of Christ is credited to us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. The second meditation question we will consider is, how does believing in the death and resurrection of Christ make us righteous in God's sight? Verse 25 says, he was delivered over to death for our trespasses and was raised to life for our justification. Some scholars think that this verse was taken from Isaiah chapter 53. The prophet Isaiah described the suffering of Christ for our sins 700 years before the crucifixion. Isaiah 53:6 makes clear that God put the sins of us all and the punishment we deserve on Jesus. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity or the sin of us all, Isaiah 53:6. Here's the point. The forgiveness of our sins and justification are based on Jesus' substitutionary sacrifice for us and by his resurrection. Isaiah 53:12 says, he bore the sin of many. He bore our sins on the cross and rose to life again, demonstrating his victory over sin and death. We are forgiven of our sins through Christ sacrificed on the cross. However, we should not think of justification merely as doctrinal truth. Yes, Jesus died for our sins, which is the basis of our forgiveness. However, justification is more than a pardon for past offenses. Jesus rose from the dead and is alive. He is the one who makes us righteous before God. Justification is not just a doctrinal truth, it is a relational reality. The living Christ is our righteousness. Forgiveness of sins is a huge blessing, but it is only half of the gospel. Let me give you an example. We have nice plates and bowls in our homes for serving food. We wash the plates and bowls and make sure they are clean. However, the purpose is not just to have clean plates and bowls, but we use them to serve food. We have been washed and made clean through the blood of Christ. This is the first half of the gospel. God's purpose is not just that we be clean vessels sitting on a shelf. He washed us and made us righteous so that he can indwell us by his Spirit and use us for his glory. Let me give you another illustration. Suppose a person lived in a kingdom. This man and his family had access to the king since they were loyal subjects. But one day, this man broke the laws of the kingdom. He stole food and supplies from the king and was banned from entering the castle. A few years later, the king forgave this man's crimes and declared him to be completely righteous. He was justified by the king. His past sins were forgiven. The king declared him not only to be sinless, but righteous. His access to the king was restored, and he could live in the king's presence again. This is what Jesus did for us. John 1:12 says, to all who did accept him and believed in him, he gave the right to become children of God. This verse is not explicitly talking about justification. Still, it does illustrate that when we believe in Jesus, our sins are not only forgiven, but our relationship with God is restored. We become children of God. He makes us righteous in his sight, allowing us to live in God's presence and for him to live in us. Justification is the doorway into the presence of God. We have been forgiven and made righteous so that we can know God and experience his indwelling life. Justification is the doorway into the castle and into the presence of the king. Or we can say that Jesus himself is the doorway into the presence of God. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised again for our justification. Jesus made us righteous and reconciled us to God so that we can live in a love relationship with him. This is the purpose and result of justification. As we have emphasized throughout our study in Romans, the key is faith. We are forgiven and made righteous by believing Jesus. If Jesus did not rise from the dead, then we would only have doctrines to believe. But he did rise from the grave, and he is alive. He wants us to trust him and to receive his righteousness. Righteousness is credited to us by believing Jesus. Many people say they believe in the doctrine of justification by faith, but do not have assurance that their sins are forgiven and that they are righteous in Christ. They question whether or not they are genuinely saved. Actually, they are questioning Christ himself. Are my sins really forgiven? Am I righteous in God's sight? I challenge you to stop doubting and put your faith in Jesus today. If you believe, your sins are forgiven and you are righteous in Christ. Let's pray. Father, we believe that you have forgiven our sins and made us righteous in Christ. Give everyone listening to this today full assurance and strong faith. Make these wonderful truths of forgiveness, justification, and righteousness in Christ crystal clear to your people. In Christ's name, amen.